Big call us another really big win last night, but Jeff McNeil came out of the game. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, we didn't get good news this morning. So the MRI showed a fracture on the wrist. So likely done for the year. So, yeah, it was a good win last night, but we lost a player.
It's kind of surprising because of the way it happened. Breaking ball off of a padding on his wrist. He looked like he was okay, stayed in for a while. When you kind of digest now the loss of a lefty bat, infielder, outfielder, the versatility, how big of a loss is it because of all the things he can do for you?
Yeah, like you said, when it first happened, we didn't think anything of it. We went out there and McNeil was like, no, I'm good. You hit the pad. And then half inning later, the trainer's coming up and say, hey, that thing's swelled up pretty good. So we took him out, MRI this morning, and, we got the news. And you're right. It's a huge blow for us. It's a left-handed bat. With bat-to-ball skills that provides a lot of versatility, can play second base, can play right field, left field. And, he was one of those where it allowed me to move pieces around. Now, with that being said, we've been through a lot this year. He's kind of like the next man up mentality, next guy. We had this guy here for a long time, Iglesias. He will continue to get playing time. We feel good about that. We feel for Jeff because of the turnaround. It hasn't been easy for him, get off to a very rough start. And then to his credit, he worked. And when you look at his number the past 2 months or so, he's been the Jeff McNeil that everybody knows, the type of player he is. Huge blow for us, but nobody's going to feel sorry for us, and we got to keep going.
As you keep going through this winning streak here, I'm wondering, we talked about so many games on the road in August. It's tough to play in those environments. How has it felt to do the winning here in front of the home fans, especially last night, the walk-off win?
Yeah, it feels really good. It's special. When you get to come home and then, it seems like as of late we're getting those walk-off, in front of our home crowd. But we feel off that. The players feel it. Yesterday was another example. Like you say, we've been playing a lot of road games, but we took the lead. We lost it. And then, they kept going because of the fans. They feel it, and especially when we get to those later innings. And I'm pretty sure the bullpen arms from the other teams feel that too. So it's always good to have the crowd behind you, supporting you, and it's a special feeling.
How challenging is it to prep for a bullpen game? Because you might have to do the same thing again today.
Yeah, today and tomorrow. So we have an idea who are some of the guys that are going to be like the ball guys. And the starter today, Jonas, he's been up to like 60-something pitches. And with the way they've been using the bullpen, you kind of have an idea who's the next guy and the way they've been using their bullpen arms. In the middle innings, they're not afraid to go one plus with some of them. And then, after playing a game yesterday, see what happens today. It'll give you another idea. Not easy when you're going one guy every inning, and that's not the case here. You're hoping to see a guy at least two times through the order. But if not, I like our matchups against those guys.
How's Jose Quintana feeling at this point of the year physically?
Physically, he feels good. Mentally, he feels good. Excited to take the baseball today. This is a guy that's been in the league for a long time. You don't have to tell him, what's at stake. he knows he's a pro. And is he going to go out there and compete and give us a chance?
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.